What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 125. All right. So today, it's going to be another solo week. I want to talk to you about an exercise, if you want to call it that, that I recently did here about a month ago. And what it really taught me when you are truly seeking truth about yourself, not the good stuff, the bad stuff, right? Like the stuff maybe you need to work on. Maybe you need a little bit of help there, right? It's not comfortable, not easy, but it is absolutely gold if you can come into that with good intentions. You'll see what I'm talking about here in a second. Also want to let you know, we're getting close to Valentine's Day. If you're listening to this live, you still have like a day or two to be able to get in some Crosso meats. Whether it's, I mean, ladies out there listening to this, if you want to know the way to a man's heart, it's right through his belly, right? Get him some steaks, get him a brisket, right? Let him cook on Valentine's Day. Men do not mind cooking if they're out smoking a brisket, maybe you got a beer in their hand, right? Enjoying the hopefully nice weather. So make sure go to crossomeats.com, get that order in before Valentine's Day. Surprise that man in your life with some amazingness. He will not forget it. Also too, if you guys haven't yet, I keep telling you, it might be too late to get coffee before Valentine's Day now, but hey, there's never a bad time to get coffee. So again, go to blackriflecoffee.com, use the promo code PrimalKing, save yourself 20% off, get you some coffee, get you some meat. Life is good. All is well in the world if you have coffee and you have meat. Most of these people have these crazy like planner packs, like to, you know, prepper packs or whatever, if they're going to like count on the end of the world happening. Really, you need two things. You need coffee, you need meat. That's it. You'll survive forever. All right, everybody. Hope you're having an awesome day. Excited for this episode. Let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name is Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. As always, super excited to have you joining me. I'll tell you what, it has been like the weirdest stretch with guests and kind of pushing things back and thinking that I had a guest lined up and then it falls through. And yeah, it's just been really, really weird lately. So I tell you all of that to let you know that, I don't know, maybe this is just going to be a solo episode or a solo podcast, and we're just going to have some guests on here and there. Now, I really do like the format of switching back and forth, but sometimes it just doesn't work out for one way or the other. Obviously, as I try to get maybe more well-known guests and things like that, people seem to have more and more schedule conflicts that come up out of nowhere. So anyways, I tell you all of that to let you know that, yes, this is another solo episode. The good news is that I got a story for you, and it's going to kind of go along with the lines of what I want to talk with you about today. So about a month ago, one of the companies that I work with, outside of obviously Crosso Meats, I still do kind of in the sales and consulting world. I run a pretty high-performing sales team. And so we did what's called like an offsite, where we all get together and kind of do like planning and you know, trainings and stuff like that. Luckily, it happened to be in Arizona in the beginning of January, which did not hurt my feelings whatsoever, getting out of Idaho for a few days, about a week. So anyways, one of the things that we did as a leadership team is we did this thing called Superman and Kryptonite. And I'm not sure where this came from. I think it's from some business, whatever. But basically, here's what you do. And I kind of hated the idea of doing this. I was like, man, there's going to be like fights breaking out over this. But it ended up being super, super valuable. So what you do is you basically, every single person there, you call out something that they're really good at. And then you also call out something that basically they suck at, right? Or if you want to put it in like the nice way, you need improvement. So I remember like thinking that we were going to do this, just being like, this is a terrible idea, right? This is a terrible idea. Why would we want to go around and essentially criticize everybody and just kind of open up those wounds maybe or whatever it may be? I will tell you that it was great, because if you're someone who seeks truth, this can be one of the most like empowering things that you can do, which is to get honest feedback, right? Get honest, like dead honest feedback. Just be radically transparent with somebody and be like, you know what, you're great at this, but this is something that, you know, I think you should work on, or you very well could work on. And so like going into this, I knew that this was going to be a portion of the offsite. And I was just like, I was stressed about it, like more stressed about that than really anything else. Like it was stressing me out, like more so than like when I did the commencement speech or the graduation speech or whatever. Like it was like, oh my gosh, like this is awful. Like seriously, there's going to be like five or six other people sitting here telling me exactly what I'm terrible at. Like, great. Can't wait for that to happen. And so we get to the time and, you know, and not only that, but it's like, I also have to tell everybody else in this room what I think they suck at. And so like, let's just talk about being very, very uncomfortable and awkward when you're staring at someone being like, you know, I think you're good at this, but what you really suck at is this, right? But I want to tell you, so, and maybe you're curious as to what mine was. So probably the common theme for me was basically just trying to be a little bit more progressive in certain things. So like I've run sales teams for quite a while now. I've been a part of sales teams for a long time. And like, there's a certain way that I know works. And because of that, sometimes I can hold you back from finding out maybe newer and better ways. And I think that is, if I'm being, again, completely transparent, that's something that I can fall into personally. And I've really tried to avoid that, right? Which is, if you know something works, you just kind of keep doing it. Maybe you don't try to grow, try to get better, try to figure out better or more efficient ways of doing things. It's like, this is the way we've always done it. It's worked. We're going to continue doing it. And so that's one of the reasons why I'm so big on like mindset, right? Like that's one of the things I talk about so much, because I know personally that's kind of in me to get comfortable and to just kind of do things the same old way, the same way, just over and over and over, and just kind of being good with being good, right? And maybe not doing different ways that could get me to great. As much as I strive to do that in different areas, like maybe there's certain patterns that I fall into that hold me back. And I also remember even thinking that about my dad with the ranch, which was, he did it basically the same way that my great grandpa did it before him. And it was like, you would look at it and be like, well, why didn't he do it this way? Well, because that's the way, you know, our great grandpa did it. And it's like, yeah, but why didn't he think other ways? And then like, I find myself falling into that exact same trap, right? And so like, it was so refreshing. And it was only like two of the people said that. But that was like kind of the common theme that I grabbed from it, which was maybe I need to be a little bit more just kind of new age, if you will, and some of the ways I approach things and stuff like that. And I remember getting done with it and I was so nervous, like seriously, I don't even know why, like probably irrationally nervous about getting this feedback. And then I was just like, my gosh, that's great. That is great. Because one of the things that I'm huge on, and you all that listen to this podcast, you know this, which is like trying to seek truth, right? Like trying to figure out what is right, what is true, what's all the garbage. You know, it doesn't matter if it's coming from media, if it's coming from politicians, if it's coming from everything. Like, you know, I'm always like so curious around like what is true, what is real. But then when it comes to our own lives, how often do we not want to hear the truth? Like, think about that. How often when it comes to your life, do you not want to have like those hard, true conversations? Usually those types of conversations, those hard truths end up in fights, you know, in marriage, in relationships, everywhere else. I mean, think about it this way. If your wife came home and was like, you know what, I want to have a 100% transparent conversation with you, like you're kind of turning into a lazy pile of poo. Most of us would be like, no, I'm not, like get all defensive, right? Like we would. Now, maybe there's more rational people out there that would internalize that and be like, you know what, maybe I have been lazy. And I try to do that, right? Like that's who I want to be. I want to be able to take feedback, maybe even criticism, whether it's even with the podcast or you know, with our business or whatever else, and not just get defensive. Because I think that so often that's our natural defense, is that, you know, we want to get defensive. We, you know, if someone tells us something about our business isn't right or isn't good or whatever, like we sold this lady a couple tomahawk ribeyes, right? Nice big like 2-pound tomahawks, thought they were amazing. Well, she was mad, or at least disappointed, that the bones weren't bigger in the tomahawks, right? They're like, I don't know, they're like 6-inch bones. And I don't even know if you guys know it. So a tomahawk is basically like the rib is still on it. So it kind of looks like a club with a big old wad of meat on the end, big old ribeye on it. Literally my favorite. My wife never lets me eat them because we have to sell them. But anyways, that's a whole other side story. But anyways, the bone wasn't long enough. And so my first thought was like, really? Really? Are you serious? Like the bone isn't long enough? What? It's 6 inches long and you want it to be 8 inches long? Like, I don't know. Whatever, right? So we basically went and got the steaks back and refunded her. And so my first thought though in that was like, okay, that's silly. But then I was like, you know what? Like maybe that's something that is true. Maybe if someone buys a tomahawk ribeye, they want a big old huge long bone hanging out of that, right? Like maybe that's a legit thing. So if I'm actually seeking truth here, maybe the truth is that she felt like a tomahawk ribeye should look one way. She got it a different way. And so maybe that's on me. Maybe that's on us. Right now, we have to talk with our butcher now and make sure that that doesn't happen again. Make sure the bone is longer or whatever, if that's going to be an issue. So now we actually have next steps. Now we know what we can do in order to correct that. And it was the same idea sitting there getting that feedback, which was, you know what, maybe I should be looking at different ways of being more progressive in what we're doing. And maybe I should be looking at different ways of thinking outside of the box that I've been in for the last 15 years with, you know, sales and consulting and stuff like that. Maybe like there are different newer ways that things can be handled. And so I tell you all of that because one of the other hard truths, let's say, is I remember I was probably 19, maybe 20 years old. I think I was 19, coming back for Thanksgiving from college. And my great grandma, who is somebody that I absolutely loved, just one of the most awesome people that I've ever met in my entire life. In fact, my oldest daughter is named after her. She was sitting at the Thanksgiving table when I walked in and she looked right at me and she was like, "Oh, boy, your face has sure got fat." And like my first reaction again was to get super defensive. Now, again, maybe she could have said it a little bit more, empathetic or something like that. But at the same time, like she was spitting truth, right? Like she was telling me truth. My face had gotten fat, right? Like you go to college, you eat a bunch of junk food, probably drink too much beer. Like, yeah, my face had gotten a lot fatter. But my first reaction again in that was to get defensive. Whereas like I wish at that point, I would have maybe been like, you know, my face is getting kind of fat. My belly's also kind of following suit. So maybe I need to like get on a treadmill or something, you know, like work out a little bit. And so it comes down to this. What I think is an awesome exercise, if you have the ability to do it and you can actually do it in good faith, like that is something that is super important to remember, is have a conversation with somebody who you truly respect. You know, that could be coworkers. It could be your leadership team of your company. It could be your spouse. It could be your best friend. And do this exercise. Do the Superman and Kryptonite exercise. Because, and I think it's better if you have a group of people to do it with, because I think that if you just do it with one person, it may not, like you may not be able to find a consensus, right? If you just do it with one person, maybe it's just going to get too personal. But when you sit there and you hear a couple people say kind of the same thing, maybe that you struggle with, either you're going to be really, really stubborn. And if you're stubborn, then I don't even know probably why you're listening to this podcast, right? Like if you're too stubborn, then you probably don't really have much of a growth mindset. You're not maybe trying to get better. And so this won't help you. But if you go into this with good faith, knowing that, hey, I will give this person 100% honest feedback, and I will take their 100% honest feedback and really ponder it, really think about it. It's amazing what can come from those types of radically transparent conversations. They're not easy. They're not fun. But even if it is with your spouse, if you took 5 minutes and you just sat down and you said, "Honey, what is my superpower? What do you just think that I do better than anybody else? What is it that just makes me absolutely love you? What is that?" And you'll get some feedback and you'll be like, "Okay, cool. What is the thing that maybe I am just not good at? Like, what is the one thing that, not that you would change about me," right? Because again, you got to be very delicate here not to get into these personal attacks. But what is the one thing that you see that I'm just not very good at? And you're probably, again, provided that both people go into this or that group or that team goes into this in good faith, as in like wanting this to be a constructive conversation and not just I got an opening to attack them, right? You're going to get some great feedback because it may be something like, you know, you are absolutely great at being a dad. Like you're great at hanging out with the kids and playing with them and making sure that they're provided for. But then maybe your wife or maybe your husband says, but like on the other side of that, like, you know, maybe you're just not, I'm just trying to think here, you know, maybe you're great with the kids, but like when it comes to marriage, like you're just not very passionate about our relationship. And so that would be the one thing, like if you want to talk about kryptonite in our marriage, that you're just not passionate enough about our relationship, you know? Or maybe it's, you know, you're super passionate with our marriage, but it just doesn't seem like you really care what's going on, you know, kind of in our business. Or, you know, I don't feel supported at all in what I'm doing in my business over here or in my job. Like, I feel like you just, you refuse to support me. And so now what can happen, again, I keep saying this, but it's because it's so important, is that if this conversation is entered into in good faith, there can be so much growth that happens with that radical transparency. There can be so much growth because, again, like these are the things that typically in a business setting, in a relationship setting, we usually tiptoe around it, right? Like maybe you get these passive aggressive shots at your bosses or at your coworkers or whatever. I've been like, yeah, you know, Joe just can't seem to get anything done around here, but he's a good guy, you know, or whatever. And it's like, no, like maybe you have the conversation with Joe and be like, Joe, like I love your passion and your enthusiasm about everything. It's great. But like maybe one of the things to work on is like actually completing your tasks, right? Like actually getting stuff done. And if Joe has an open mind, he might be able to take a look back and be like, you know what? I do have a ton of things that I don't ever get done. Maybe that is something that I should consider working on. So what this all comes back to is that I think that so often we avoid truth. We actually avoid truth because we want to be perceived as being nice. We want to be perceived as being caring and tolerant and understanding. That's great. That's great. Because I know for me, when I was sitting in that room full of people listening to them basically tell me what I'm not good at, I never once felt attacked. I never once felt like anybody was out to get me or they were after me. I felt like, you know what, this is a group of people that are just giving me observations. And so what I do with that observation is one of two things. Number one is I can get all defensive and butthurt and be like, these guys don't know what they're talking about. They don't know the real me, right? Like how often do you hear that? Yeah, people that really know me know, well, hey, if you have to get to know you that well in order for people to think you're not an asshole, maybe you are an asshole, right? Like I'm just saying that. The reality is that if you're getting people around you who kind of have a consensus, it is absolutely something that you should consider. You should seek truth because with truth comes growth. That's the way I look at it, right? Once you know truth, then it's so much easier to have growth. You know, what if it's something you go to your wife and she says, you know what, honey, you are so great at making sure that dinner is cooked every single night, but the one thing that I wish you would work on is your health, right? Like, I want you to be here when our kids are old. And right now, like, I mean, let's just be 100% honest. You've put on some weight. You're not taking care of yourself. And it worries me for our family that you're not in good health and maybe you won't be around for the long term. Like to me, that is a legitimate concern about someone, right? That's not getting personal and personally attacking somebody. That is something to where it's like, hey, literally for our family's sake, I want you to be healthier so you can be around longer. What can I do to support you in helping you? And now all of a sudden you can start having truth. This isn't that you come and, you know, your wife just said, yeah, you're a fat ass and you need to put the fork down, right? No, it's not about that. It's about actually having good intentions and seeking truth. If you can do those two things together, you can have such powerful, amazing conversations. The rest of the time that we were at our offsite, it was great because I was like, I actually understand these people. They understand me. We know kind of our strengths and our weaknesses. We all have them. We all have strengths. We all have weaknesses. So what can we do now? What do we do to move on from that? And so it ended up being just such a like a powerful, powerful exercise. And again, telling you, it was like the thing I was least excited to do. I was like visibly nervous about it. And everyone else was too, because no one likes to sit there and hear that type of critique, right? No one wants to hear what you're bad at. I mean, we all want to sit here and hear about how great we are at everything, right? We all want to hear about how good life is. Again, it's the fun house of social media, right? Like that's why we post all the good stuff, because we don't want people to see our vulnerabilities. We don't want people to see our weaknesses. We don't want people to know that, yeah, we actually aren't great at everything. Right? It's way better to post the great pictures than it is the tough ones. Why is that? Because most of us, like that makes us feel good. What doesn't make us feel good is hearing the truth about us, where we lack, where we're maybe needing improvement and things like that. But if you can, that's where the growth happens. I promise you. So again, what I would encourage you to do, if you have it, like maybe you're a CEO of a company, maybe you own a company, sit down with your top few people. maybe the top couple heads of your department. Sit down. Again, if it ends up being you and your spouse, that's better than nothing. Try to get like that truth check. I would highly encourage it. Again, it doesn't have to turn into a big, huge thing, right? It doesn't have to turn into a big fight. It doesn't have to turn into something to where a week later you're like, yeah, my wife still thinks I'm a fat. No, it doesn't have to turn into that. All that it can do is it can just provide you with truth so you can see some of the blind spots. That's why coaching can be so important, right? Like people talk about life coaches, and I'm very, very mixed on a lot of life coaches. Whole other topic. But if you find the right people to coach you, maybe through some of these things, they can see some of these blind spots. They can point them out to you. You can grow from them, and then you can get truth, right? Truth, again, will create growth. So something to consider, right? I would highly encourage you, try to seek truth. And this is a really, really good way to do it, is do the Superman and Kryptonite and see what happens from it. Don't get defensive, have good intentions, and see how you can grow from it. All right, everybody. We'll see you back next week. Hope you have an awesome weekend. We'll talk soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content, and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.